Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of our program. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Today is the day before Thanksgiving, and my guess is that you are listening to this while, who knows, maybe you're driving to relatives' homes, or you're rushing out to the grocery store, or maybe you're in the kitchen just a cooking away. Wherever you are, I'm delighted that you're with us, and I'm delighted for the opportunity we have today to hear what Derek Prince is about to share with us. Derek Prince was a British citizen during the early part of his life, born in England, of course, and actually born in India, but part of the British Empire and lived in England. And I'm very moved by the fact that God used him to bring an understanding of the value of the United States, of the Christian heritage of the United States, and particularly of the Christian heritage of Thanksgiving, which many people in his day and ours had lost. And so today now he's going to be talking to us about the fact that the United States is a place of limited opportunities, an especially blessed place, a place where the gospel laid a foundation for marvelous things that were to come for later generations. He really is bold about this, and it's not in any way that he was exalting the United States above other countries, or certainly not beyond his own homeland. He simply knew that God intended to do great things here. And so what a great meditation for us as we prepare for Thanksgiving. Go ahead with your driving and your shopping and your some of you are in grocery stores with iPods on your ears. That's wonderful. All that's great. But the bottom line is, let's allow this to penetrate our hearts so that we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow with a holy gratitude for our nation that honors God. Let's listen.
I want to begin by reminding you how important it is to be thankful and to give thanks. The Bible has a great deal to say about this. For an example of this principle today, I want to turn to the story of Jonah. You remember the story of the disobedient prophet, how he turned his back on God and refused God's call to go to Nineveh? And he went west when God told him to go east, and every step he took from then on was a step downwards, down from the mountains to the plain, from the plain to the city, from the city to the harbor, from the harbor to the ship, and then from the ship in the midst of the storm down into the sea. But there God had prepared a great fish, which swallowed up Jonah. And when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he prayed. And in Jonah chapter 2, we have a record of his prayer. For several verses, Jonah prays out of agony. And then a change comes in his prayer. And I just want to read to you the last few verses of this prayer, beginning in Jonah 2, verse 7. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to thee into thy holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness, but I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land. You see, Jonah's mere praying didn't get the result. But when he added giving thanks to praying, there was a dramatic change. That's a very important principle. It's not enough to pray. It's very, very important that we cultivate the practice of giving thanks. So many times, if we don't get an answer just by praying, we'll find, like Jonah, that a tremendous change will come if we'll also give thanks. Now, because this is Thanksgiving week, I want to make a special practical application of this principle, the importance of giving thanks. I feel that this is one of the great defects in American society today. There's so little real thankfulness. So much complaining, so much bitterness, much of it simply because we fail to give thanks. So let's adjust that a little this week. Each day this week, I'm focusing on some particular aspect of life for which we in America need to thank God. My previous two talks this week, the particular aspects of American life that I focused on were our religious liberty and our gospel outreach. Today, I want to thank God for the limitless opportunities that we enjoy in this country, opportunities which are not available to most people in most other countries. Again, I probably need to mention my own personal background. I was born in India, brought up in Britain. I was well over 40 years old before I first came to the United States. I've lived for considerable periods of time in three other continents, in Asia, in Africa, and in Europe. So when I came to the United States, I had an objectivity which perhaps most Americans lack. Let me also say that in 1970, I took American citizenship. So I'm an American by choice. And I want to mention some of the opportunities which I see in this country, which are not found in most other countries. For instance, the opportunities for education. We take it for granted that education is compulsory up to a certain age. But in most countries, most parts of the world, that is not true. I served in education in East Africa for 5 years, and I remember young Africans that would walk 20 or 30 miles both ways in bare feet simply to apply for an opening in my college. And in most cases, I couldn't give them an opening because the places were already filled. Think about the opportunities for employment. I'm aware there's a certain measure of unemployment, but you should compare that with other countries. A little while back, I was visiting in one of the islands in the Caribbean. When I came off the ship, a young man came up to me and offered his services as my guide. I told him I didn't need a guide, but he stuck with me. He just wouldn't leave me. As we got into conversation, I learned his background. He was fairly well educated, was a presentable young man with a good personality, but there was just no opportunity for employment. Because he couldn't get a job, he couldn't get married. He didn't have any way to support a wife. He wanted to leave the country and immigrate to the United States, but a passport in his country cost something like $20, and he couldn't even raise the money for a passport. Now, that's not a unique situation. That's a situation that prevails, perhaps, in the majority of the nations of this world today.
You know, in line with what Derek has just been teaching us, I want to encourage you, wherever you are right now, cooking, driving, shopping, out with family, on the highway, heading to Grandma's house, wherever you are, take a few moments and just rehearse the good things of God regarding this nation. I mean, there's lots to complain about. There's lots that's not where it should be. There's much disappointment that we can feel. But I'll tell you, we have many marvelous things to enjoy in this nation, many marvelous things to celebrate. So take a few moments. Maybe if you're in a car with a family, just have everybody kind of unplug the iPods and turn off the CD players, maybe turn off the television in the back, and take a few moments just to rehearse the great things that God has done. You know what? In Jonah's life, when he began to sound out with the voice of thanksgiving, he was delivered. Maybe we will be too. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Do you long to truly know God? To actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Happy Thanksgiving, at least the day before Thanksgiving. I hope that tomorrow is filled with food and football and festival and family and all that great stuff. But I also hope that you've been with us today as we've been learning about some things we ought to be grateful about regarding our country. We live in an amazing land with amazing opportunities. Celebrate that today. That's what Derek Prince is teaching us. He's certainly not exalting America over other countries, or at least the United States over other countries, but he's calling us to recognize the unique grace of God that has been shed here and how we ought to be thankful for it. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the limitless opportunities that we have in the United States of America.
Think about the communication we enjoy. Have you ever thanked God for the telephone system in America? If you haven't, you need to try making a telephone call in some of the nations in the world. Believe me, you'd come back with a new sense of gratitude for the amazingly efficient and available telephone system. I don't want to mention by name the countries in which I've tried, because it could be offensive to the citizens of those countries. But believe me, there is no other country in the world where you have the same facilities to make phone conversations as you do in the United States, except perhaps in Canada. And what about transportation? Think of the different choices we have of how to travel, by car, by train, by airplane. You might say, well, there's a shortage of fuel. Has it occurred to you that that shortage of fuel may be one of the ways that God is reminding us we haven't been thankful enough for all the privileges of travel that we have been enjoying? Perhaps one way to deal with the fuel shortage is to get down on our knees and thank God for all the privileges we've enjoyed. There are so many other privileges I could mention too. What about the choice of vacations that you have? The length of vacations. Most people in this country expect 2 or 3 weeks vacation a year. There are a whole lot of countries in the world where people don't even know the meaning of the word vacation. And yet we so often take it for granted. So one of the ways that we're celebrating Thanksgiving week in this radio ministry is by stopping to thank God for the privileges and the blessings we enjoy in this country. I've mentioned three: the religious liberty we enjoy, the gospel outreach from this nation, and the limitless opportunities that we have in fields such as education, employment, communication, transportation, and vocation. Also, I want to thank God today just for this radio broadcast. I want to thank God for you listeners and for all the people who serve me so faithfully to make this radio broadcast possible. Will you pause and pray with me just for a moment? God, we want to thank you again today for all the blessings we enjoy in this nation. We want to thank you collectively as a nation. We want to thank you individually as people. We want to declare to you that we're grateful. We want to express that gratitude today by prayer and by thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you for praying with me. Now let me share with you a topic of thanksgiving on a rather more personal basis. Each week I receive letters from listeners thanking me for the help and the blessing they receive from this radio ministry. Each day this week I'm going to read from one or more of these letters to share them with you, to share the blessings. For instance, a young woman writes, "First of all, I want to say a big thank you. After listening to one of your messages about surrendering to Jesus, I gave my heart and life to Jesus as my Savior and Lord, all alone, except for the Holy Spirit and angels, in my bedroom. 8 days later, I received the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. The Lord truly made a new creature out of me, and I love him more and more, and he grows more precious to me all the time, both through the mountains and the valleys. Praise his name." And then, from Houston, Texas, "I listen to your program whenever possible. Your teaching has always had a special anointing in my life. Recently, your book, The Marriage Covenant, has blessed me. It opened a new understanding of covenant, the whole basis of our relationship with God. Thank you for your clear and faithfully accurate teaching." And then from Columbia University in New York, "God bless you bounteously. I have just arrived at work, but I just have to sit down and write to you. I heard your broadcast on marriage this morning, and I have been on cloud nine ever since. I feel so much joy and expectancy."
You know, it's important for us to remember that the first Thanksgiving that the Pilgrims held came after a horrible season of suffering where more than half of them died, where it got down to where they only had a few kernels of corn a day and some brackish water. It was a terrible time. Every family suffered a death of a loved one, of someone in their family. And yet, after a season of planting and harvest, they gave thanks to God, and that thanksgiving laid the foundation for a stream of gratitude in our nation. Let's stand in that stream and give thanks to God. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
What was the real story behind the first Thanksgiving? Amazingly, many Americans do not know much about the Pilgrims. How did God use such a humble group of people to birth such a great nation? In his special message, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, Derek Prince reveals the true story of the ones who laid the foundation upon which the United States still stands. As you listen to this special audio CD, you'll discover the two great enduring truths that the Pilgrims practiced and find out how to apply them in your own life. It's such an important story that we want you to have a free copy. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special audio CD are both free. The Pilgrims' latest strong foundation, and we can follow in their footsteps today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free audio CD copy of Pilgrims Laid the Foundation when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with us today. Joining me in the studio today is David Holland, one of the producers of the show and a man who often brings us great stuff about what's happening in the lives of some of our listeners.
Hey, Stephen, it's good to see you. Thanks again for having me on. It's always great. And it's always nice to have a great story to share, particularly from somebody who's been blessed by the ministry or God's done something really remarkable in their lives. Today, I want to introduce you to a gentleman named Steve Johnson. He's really, really excited about what the Lord is doing. He's got some great stuff going on in his life. Let's hear from him right now. We'll talk again here in just a moment.
My name is Steve Johnson. I was born in El Paso, Texas, now living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I've been here about 35 years now. And it was in January of 1985 when I accepted the Lord, and then it was about 6 months later that I really realized I'm really born again, and that a change had occurred and began to understand what that was. I remember being very hungry for God's Word. It was a radio station here that Derek Prince was broadcasted on, and I started listening to his radio broadcast every day, actually. The way Derek Prince explained the scriptures, it helped me just understand the Bible, and which I needed as a new believer. I knew I wanted more of God at that time, and I needed him. I was hungry for him, and it just seemed like Derek Prince, through his radio broadcast, he would explain the scriptures very clearly and vividly, and it brought the understanding that I needed, and it built faith in my life, and then I could apply the Word of God in my life and then produce the fruit that God desires to have. I go to a church that doesn't believe in the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I know the Lord has me there for a reason. And I began to get the teachings of Derek Prince and his books on the subject, study up on that again, and learn it again. And when I did, it was shortly after that that I was able to lead a man into the baptism of the Holy Spirit as was taught in these books and tapes, and it was such a phenomenal experience for me at that time, and it came from the teachings from Derek Prince. I think what impacts me the most about other teachings as well is the confirmation of how the Lord works in my life, and when Derek teaches those things, it's exact confirmation of what God promises that will happen in our lives. It just revitalizes my faith. It keeps me going. It keeps me strong. And I think that's what I think what's most important about having the teachings available all the time. Listening just refreshes me. It keeps me strong. They're so insightful to me, next to reading the Bible, that I don't know what I would do without it. God says that he will give us evangelists and teachers and prophets and to equip us to do the work of the ministry. And I can say for sure that the teachings of Derek Prince have fulfilled that part in my life. And I think that it will bless other people as well. I think looking back to when I started listening to these teachings, that I was very hungry for the Word of God. I was thirsting for more, and I was getting adequately fed at that time. Even today, it's still there. It's still like the Word of God. It endures forever.
You know, David, the way that radio, and particularly Derek Prince's broadcasts on the radio, impacts lives is just astonishing.
It really is. It never ceases to be a blessing and an encouragement to me, because a lot of effort goes into putting these programs together. Our hope is that Derek's teaching is being used to be a blessing to people. Of course, we see lots of evidence that it really is. But when you hear from somebody like Steve Johnson, who essentially Derek was able to disciple this individual, a young believer, new in the Lord, and that's going on today. That's an ongoing phenomenon. It was true for Steve back in the 80s, and it's true for brand new believers today, because this program is here for them.
Well, you know, in my ignorance, I probably would have said a few years ago that radio was just dying, you know, with iPods and CDs and MP3s and all that kind of thing. You know, the reality is that this program goes all over the world via the internet. People are listening to podcasts all the time. Just recently, we've had email feedback from Germany and France and England, all over the place. So it's astonishing, the reach of this program.
It really is. And that's, I think it's not inappropriate, particularly here on this Thanksgiving. And this is something that Derek Prince did every Thanksgiving while he was active in producing these radio broadcasts, would encourage the people who are being blessed by the broadcast, who are grateful for it, to support it. That is an absolutely appropriate thing to do. The Word says, as a matter of fact, share every good thing with those who teach you the Word. Well, even though Derek's no longer with us, he's still teaching us the Word, and there are people who need to hear from him, people right here in the United States and people all over the world. And if this program is a blessing to you, if it's been an encouragement to you, if you've benefited from it, it is absolutely biblically appropriate, and never more so than right here on Thanksgiving, for you to share of your material resources to make sure it can keep coming to you and also to others as well.
Well, and so much that Derek Prince Ministries does goes to the nations of the world. And as I'm always saying, you know, it's wonderful to do that around Thanksgiving time, because, of course, the Pilgrim Vision was about what would eventually become the United States or America. They would have known it simply as the New World, being a light of the gospel to the nations of the earth. They literally talked about that. They literally talked about the fact that they were laying a foundation for a land that would not only be a haven of the gospel, but a beacon of the gospel around the world. So how great that we can participate in something like that at this very time of year.
Absolutely. And right now, as we speak, online at derekprince.org, we have a free resource available that speaks of that very thing, a teaching from Derek called The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. Here's what I'd like to encourage every listener right now to do, is to call or click, call us or go online, request that free audio teaching, The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation, and while you're doing that, make a gift of support for the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministry, so that we can keep this radio program coming to you and others, and the multitude of other outreaches that are blessing people around the world. If you could do that today, we would be so very, very grateful.
And I have to say that as an American, I am just so thankful to Derek Prince for having done this talk, this CD, The Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. What great heritage it brings to us. What a great sense of the purposes of God for our land. I tell you, we really need that these days, don't we?
No doubt. No doubt.
Well, listen, Dave, it's great having you with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Please log on the website, derekprince.org. You'll find out about all of these resources. You'll have an opportunity to make a contribution, and you'll also find out about how Derek Prince Ministries is touching the nations of the earth. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, happy Thanksgiving. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Entering the Presence of God, give us a call toll-free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you call, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's audio CD, Pilgrims Laid the Foundation. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.